Start your day with a nice hot shower. Mudder, we're looking at you. Built tough for Aussie conditions. When it comes to water heating, ask your plumber to install a ream.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Monday's show, 21st of June. Welcome to the podcast, Mudder and Margot. Big Breakfast. Anything you want to cover off here in the podcast intro?
I'd just like to preface that this was probably one of our better Monday shows. Sometimes we come in here a little bit sluggish off the back of the weekend and a little bit underwhelming maybe on a Monday, and we don't get as many calls on a Monday.
Under the weather, hungover. I tend to drink too much.
You always get a case of Mortonitis blues, I find, on a Monday morning, especially when you've been at Morton.
Yeah, but I went over on Friday. I came home on Saturday. Oh. Then I had a 21st, so I was sort of just, I was ready to go today.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
I had a great show.
Is that really?
Yeah,
you had a great show.
I was wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you were okay. You were good.
I think one of the best calls of the year, one of the questions you asked.
Not the bloke with the mower.
Yeah, the question was,
when did it heal itself?
Don't spoil it. Just listen out for it. It's one of the greatest calls ever. It's coming up and heaps more in the podcast. Enjoy.
The Big Breakfast's Rugby League Insider. Dobbo, get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Plenty on in Rugby League. Can we go through the Broncos player revolt first?
No revolt. There's no revolt.
I read about it in the Sunday Mail. I know.
Three players don't make a revolt. Okay. Two of them are on the outer. I mean, there's no surprises that there are unhappy players. Anthony Milford's unhappy. He played first grade. He's not playing at the moment. Corey Oates is unhappy. Played Origin. Played first grade. He's not playing first grade at the moment. Yep. I mean, those kind of guys.
That's what happens.
You know, they get upset. Kevin Walters has got a decision to make whether or not, and I said this last week, Wayne Bennett was driven out of the club. Anthony Seibold was driven out of the club. If Kevin Walters doesn't make change, guess what's going to happen? Groundhog Day. He'll get driven out of the club. That is the way this is. They made a decision last week, and it was that we are making decisions on the players, not the players making decisions on the club. And that's come from the very top in Dave Donaghy. Some people are critical. Why did they release a statement on Tevita Pengai Jr.? Because you know what? That is the truth of what is happening.
Yeah, but why did they release it so close to the while they're playing the game?
Because it broke during the game. They're not going to have players. And look, you know what? Tevita Pengai Jr., they don't want to lose him. But he's going because guess what? They can't afford him. Matt Lodge is saying, oh, I don't know where my future lies. Brisbane owe him $1.6 million over 2 years, right? That's what the contract. If any club wanted him, do you think Brisbane would stand in their way? No. The reason he's still there is because no club wants him.
What about the Warriors? Isn't his girlfriend's old man the Warriors
But he has
scout?
To take a pay cut to go there. So what? Is he going to take a pay cut? No. So he's staying at Brisbane. So don't whinge, Matt Lodge, that you don't want to be here and you don't know. The reason he's at Brisbane is because he won't take a pay cut and no other club want him at that money. That is the facts.
Well, Brisbane can't move forward.
So he can stay put. And you know what? To his credit, he's playing good football at the moment. But why can't we keep them?
If we've got them on contract, like we've got Tevita Pengai Jr. on contract this year and next year, why can't we keep them, nurture them, coach them, bring them in, give them some confidence and maybe they'll build in better performances.
Maybe they will, but they haven't proven it. Tevita Pengai Jr.'s had 15 weeks to prove that he's going to be a good footballer. He's rocks and diamonds. One week he's the best player there is. Mm. The next week he's not. He's not a debutant. This is not his rookie year. He's 5 years in. Dobbo, so you know what? They've drawn a line through
You talk rocks and diamonds. If it was truly, if you owned a mine and you found that many rocks compared to the few diamonds, you'd close the mine down.
And so you know what?
So who signed the players in the first place?
Well, that was done by Paul White, Peter Nolan, the recruitment retention. I'm not being...
Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, Anthony Seibold, they were all involved.
Now, you had a chat to Kevy yesterday, and I saw, and it's the truth. Since 2015 grand final, they've been on a slide every single year.
100%.
But how do we arrest that?
Well, they're making a change now. They're absolutely drawing. And there's
what
some
is the
stuff,
changes, Dobbo?
Well, they've changed their strength and conditioning. There's a theory behind it, and I know people go, well, that's just a small Band-Aid fix. They're changing some coaching. They're getting development coaches in as well. And I think that Dave Donaghy, the CEO, is having an input into the roster. There are some players that are going to be signed and announcements that are going to be signed in the next 3 to 4 weeks that will ease pain, that people will go, wow, okay. There are big-name players that want to come to Brisbane.
Who?
Who I'm not going into it right at the moment.
But who'd want to come here? I can't believe it.
I mean, the only one we've really heard about is Adam Reynolds. And is he really going to be the difference?
Well, he's a game manager, and they need that.
Mm.
And,
well, they need someone who can talk.
They're
going to
put Katoni Staggs as 5'8" as well. So you've got Staggs as 5'8", you've got and you've got Reynolds there. So that's game management.
Kevy said to you when you spoke with him yesterday that they need to build the spine. So 179.
Yep.
We've got Jake Turpin there. Does that mean he goes?
I think Jermaine Asako's there.
Does he go?
Asako won't be there next year. Yeah, no, he's not going to be there. He's not a long-term future. They have got some big players coming to this side.
They punted Andrew McCulloch to keep Jake Turpin. Was that a
mistake?
Well,
he's right. Turpin's right. Kevy's exact words were, I love Jake Turpin. I want to keep Jake Turpin.
Good attitude. All right, hey, listen, can we quickly talk Origin?
Unbelievable.
Andrew McCulloch, we just mentioned there. Is he going to be the hooker?
Yes, he is.
Jesus.
McCulloch, the hooker. Reece Walsh, the fullback.
Reece Walsh will be the fullback
of the Origin
no
side.
No Hammer, you mentioned last
time. The Hammer won't be there. Right. He's going to stick with Capewell and Gagai in the centres. They dropped Xavier Coates. That's disappointing. Coates dropped. But the forward pack, it's a better forward pack. Papali'i, McCulloch, Walsh, Jai Arrow and Kafusi, and you got Tino there. The bench is unbelievable. Frankie Molo makes his debut.
Frank Molo from the Cowboys.
What a story for Frank Molo. Remember, he was involved, unfortunately, with the passing of James Ackerman and that tackle. He's been through trauma, counselling. He nearly walked away from the game. This is an unbelievable story. He'll make his debut for Queensland on Sunday.
So he's in for off and Gowie's out.
Yeah, Sewer dropped as well. So, yeah, not bad.
Dobbo, NRL. Now, NRL Insider and host of the Rush Hour Queenslander. Get it on the Listener app or 6 p.m. right here on Triple M.
Triple M. Marto, watch out.
What for?
Well, I am the newest TikTok sensation in town.
Now, which one's the TikTok?
That was one Nathan. Addison Ray.
Is that the dancing one, though?
Yeah, that's the little short viral videos, and you can copy them. They do little skits and monologues and funny memes, but like play them out loud or dances and all sorts of different stuff.
Let's go through them. Your email?
Yes.
I can text you if I want to?
Yes.
You answer the phone?
Yes.
What's the other one? Instagram?
Facebook.
Are you on Facebook still?
Facebook Messenger, Instagram.
Oh, you got to check all these things.
Well, now you can add TikTok to the list, Marto. You can get me at @Margo_Parker if you wish.
Why?
Well, it seems my children are on the TikTok bandwagon. We don't have phones, but we have an iPad. Corey has a work iPad.
Okay.
And the kids keep downloading TikTok to watch the videos. They just like watching it, right?
Yeah.
And you can access it via YouTube. A lot of those videos you can watch via YouTube, and I'm forever going, get off TikTok, I'm sick of it, blah, blah, blah.
Well, you weren't a fan of
it. And the whole reason you don't have iPods and phones is so that you can't have access to that sort of stuff because you're not old enough yet. You have to be 13 or whatever to be on TikTok. And my kid's eldest is 11, but all of her friends have TikTok, so she knows all the dances, and now my five-year-old knows all the dances because she copies them.
Her older sister.
So everybody knows what's happening on TikTok except me, it seems, and so I thought, you know what, I'm gonna get on board because the kids are into it and they're always doing the dance and it actually looks like a lot of fun. They love it, and I thought this might be a really nice way we can have a bit of a fun and laugh, and they've been teaching me some of the dances and I used to be a dancer, so I thought I can do this. This is easy.
Are you still good at dancing?
No, turns out I'm not, Marto, because I've learned a couple of TikTok routines and eventually we get there, but you've got to do like 100 of them to get it right. It's very time consuming. And the hips don't move as, you know, the hips don't lie as Shakira once said. They don't move the same way that they used to once upon a time ago.
I can remember you bagging the hell out of TikTok not that long ago and going, they're all idiots and, you know, grow up and get a life. Yes, adults who TikTok.
I think that were your words. I once said adults who TikTok.
Adults who TikTok are an absolute bunch of clowns, something like that. It's for little kids.
You know what my new motto is, Marto?
I don't.
If you can't beat them, join them. The Big Breakfast,
Triple M. Margo, this could be a bizarre one on a Monday morning, but I want to talk about machines that heal themselves.
Of course you do, Marto.
Yeah. Yes, why wouldn't I? Humans, of course, we can heal ourselves. Animals can lick themselves and the wound heals. But I'm talking about machines that you thought were once. It's Gonski, and it starts with our producer, Snowy.
Okay.
All right.
What sort of machines are we talking about?
All right, we're starting with a whippersnipper.
Oh.
He thought it was stuffed. Remember we did the reversing championships?
Yes, the trailer reversing championships.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, but the guy who had the mower shop down there at Jimboomba, he was getting his number. He said, mate, me whippersnippers stuffed, la, la, la. He went home about 3 days later. He said, I'll bring it in and show you. I'll come down. Nice to meet you. I now know somebody who owns a mower shop. I'll bring the whippersnipper. The bloke said, yeah, no problems. Snowy goes home. And I wouldn't do it if this was the only case. He went home 3 days later. I think he gave it a bit of WD-40 to spray it, and it hadn't worked for months. Now, I'm talking months, and that's when your weeds start getting high. Bang.
Worked.
It worked. Of course, bang after bang. It worked. Oh. Well, I wouldn't have brought it up.
Magic.
Well, what would be the use of me talking about it if, bang, it's not working
anymore?
Did
he say abracadabra before?
No, he said nothing. He gave it a primed it, okay. Primed it.
Did he also put petrol in it? Did he also put new electrical rope in it? What is it you put in the whippersnipper?
Well, cord.
Cord, but that's it.
The engine's got to run before you worry about the cord. I'm just telling you. I have
seen the arms on our producer, Snowy, though. They're pretty piss poor. Listen. Maybe his wife. He got his wife to start. She said, give it to me.
All right.
Look well, the other way. Give it to me. And she started.
I'll let you take that up with him personal, that insult. But quite simply, the machine healed itself. And you go, if there was only one incident, it'd be like you and miracles and crystals and everything.
Yep.
You go, I don't believe. Until our own Dave here. And
David.
I talk about it because it happened with my mower a number of years ago. And I don't, it's like a UFO. I don't like to talk about
what
machine.
What happened?
Well, my mower wasn't working. And then I gave it a bit of a rest and it's worked again. And Dave, you sent out a note to everybody. He said, can anyone help me? Go on.
Engine light on my car came on. And I've had a couple of troubles with it, really worried. 2 days later, engine light went off, never come back on again.
Just needed a break.
But you threatened your car. You said, I think I've had enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Can anyone tell me, should I? And I offered you, I said, you can take it to my mechanic, Barry, can I have a look at it? Rather than don't just give up. The thing is, Dave was prepared to give up on it. And I'm saying,
better again.
It's a machine healing itself. Can you see where I'm going?
It's a little bit like when my Foxtel or my remote's not working, you just give it a good hard hit. And then it works again.
1-333-5-3 Not really.
No?
Well, I guess I. Oh God, it's got. You're going to have to do better than a remote if you ring 1-333-5-3 and tell us. Have you ever had a machine, whether it's a truck, a moving thing, or any machine, or your TV that just you've given up on, and it might have heard you and said, "I've got to give it one last go for this bloke."
Life.
It came back to life.
It's incredible.
Healed itself.
This?
You're about to hear stories of miracles. 1-333-5-3 Please. It's not ridiculous. It happens. And blokes, all you got to do is encourage them to talk about it, and we will. Otherwise, everyone thinks we're a fruitcake.
Did you ever think that there was nothing wrong with it in the first place?
No. Well, why wasn't it working? Why was the mower not working? 1-333-5-3 Have you had a machine that healed itself? You're dead set. It healed itself. Mm. Patrick from Big Rewarders. Waters. Hi, Pat.
How you going?
Yeah, what tool or machine was it?
It was an impact drill of Makita 1. It fizzed out, smoke came out the back of it, and I thought, oh, here's the end of this drill. And then gave it a couple of days, didn't use it, put a new battery in, and 6 months later, it hasn't missed a beat.
Bloody hell. It's a miracle. Is that not a miracle, Patrick?
Oh, it's a miracle. It saved me buying another one.
Exactly.
Maybe I was just telling you that it needed a new battery.
No. He had smoke coming out of it. It's a $180 impact driver that he didn't have to buy.
0484101045. Yeah. Brendan from Red Bank Plains, Marto's text through. He said the Bluetooth in his car stopped working 6 months ago and it just started working again, but now it speaks to me in Italian.
It's a miracle. It's another miracle. It's telling you something, Brendan. It's saying to you, go to Rome, become a Catholic. I don't know.
Darren from Red Bank Plains, good morning.
It's a miracle.
How are you?
Yeah,
oh,
good.
Mate, you should read some of these. We might have to do this again, Darren. What machine was it?
Mate, it was a lawnmower. I was 12 or 13-year-old living over in a little town called Carnarvon in West Australia. I used to mow this guy's lawn, but he happened to be home this week, and his lawnmower wouldn't start. He worked for the fisheries and wildlife, and it wouldn't start, and you could hear him. So I was looking up over the fence, over the old Fibro fence, watching him, and then next minute he runs inside and is yelling and screaming. Brings out his .22, puts a hole in it.
What? Right, he shot it.
Shot it.
That's not going to help.
He said, now you're going to start, you bastard. So he pulled it and away it went. And it died about 6 years later. It was just the funniest story ever. I had to tell it this morning.
So he threatened it and then he shot it and then it worked again.
Yeah, how good's that?
You're a 13-year-old. You shouldn't be seeing things like this.
Well, we had holder guns back in those days because you're allowed to when you live out in the bush.
But did you go home and tell your mum, the neighbour next door's gone mad, he shot his mower?
Yeah, well, mum was trying to work it out what was going on. I said, it's only 10 next door. He's shooting his lawnmower up. Oh, at it again, is he?
Darren, you
it
will do
back,
me.
Didn't it, Darren?
Can we give him?
Yeah, Darren. Double pass to the Lions this Thursday night, taking on the Geelong Cats. Brisbane Lions, ready to be uncaged. Have you got your seat tickets at lions.com.au? Shoot your mowers responsibly, everyone.
Yes.
Might have to do this again, Marta.
Yeah, dude.
Or don't.
What?
Take it to the mail shop.
Oh, you don't want to acknowledge miracles, do you?
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
Our favourite part of the week, Australia's leading comedian under the age of,
30.
30?
You're 30, not 30 yet?
Well, it's my 30th today.
What? Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Well, happy birthday.
Hold on, we'll do the intro again. It's our favourite time of the week, our favourite comedian having a birthday today, Amos Gill.
You know what? I'm not that happy about it.
Oh. Oh, it's good.
Well,
zero.
I'm turning 30. It feels tragic.
Happy birthday. Welcome to your 30s, the best years of your life.
Well, you know, I'm reflecting as I wake up, and it's like I've got two busted ACLs. I've got some kind of hemorrhoid disorder. I don't play sports anymore. I've put on 10 kilos of weight. I'm not barging into the 30s.
Hey, you know what happened? You got yourself a girlfriend and you got complacent and lazy and
at least you're not
settled.
60 and you have to get AstraZeneca. Like, it's a good age.
Did I tell you? So I got the vaccine. I ended up in hospital 2 days ago on the heart monitor because they thought I might have had a clot.
Whoa.
We're not actually allowed to talk about...
No, well, I'll tell you what it was. It was an anxiety attack.
Anxious about turning 30. Is that what it's like?
Well, I thought I was reading an article about a clot, and I thought, I think that's what I've got.
Oh, no.
And anyway, I took a bed away from a nana who was sick. So anyway.
Amos, you're actually in worse condition than my grandfather, whose birthday it is today, and he's turning 90.
Yeah, I'm not good. I'm just going to go over a couple of things. I'm loving Cristiano Ronaldo. We saw him moving the Coca-Cola bottle.
Cheers.
And did you see the price again? $5.8
billion
lost,
Jesus.
Which is the first time someone moving Coke has lost money. So a momentous week and we just doesn't pay kids, you know. Reason I've really come onto the show when I could be celebrating my birthday by taking a Valium is to tell you this story, and this will make you anxious if you're a mother. Margo, your kids love you?
Yeah, of course they do.
Oh, okay. Well, make sure you treat them well because a Spanish man has just been jailed after we've just found out he killed and then ate his mother over 6 months.
Oh, Jesus.
He's a Spanish cannibal, so he ate her in small bits.
Did he cry back?
What's that little slices of jamón?
Just a tapas mum, yeah. It wasn't your mum, it was your mum, actually.
Did he cry back because meat goes off? Did he blend her or mince? What was the method?
Just through a straw, you reckon?
Well, I'm going to get Sanchez, 28, arrested February. His trial started in April. What? The officers found the remains of the mum in Tupperware boxes. So he's a meal prepper.
No.
We'll give him that. Do you know what I mean? He prepped out for his meals. He's clearly healthy.
Tuesday, mum.
You know, he's
Wednesday,
organized.
Mum.
We're all
Thursday,
network
mum.
Marketing. Yeah, pyramid.
Oh, not mum again.
We're all pyramid scheme. Tupperware ladies should end up in their own Tupperware.
I don't know about your families, but he wasn't thinking well, was he? Because it's like, oh, you eat mum, okay? Who's going to do the dishes? Honestly, all the dishes of mum are piling up. Mum, can you clean my plate? Oh, that's right. I just ate her. This guy is my dick of the week, and it's not even my segment, dick of the week, but I mean, he's beyond a dick, isn't he, Margo? But if you had to pick, as we leave this segment quickly before I have another heart attack, which of your kids is most likely to kill and eat you?
Oh.
Wow. What a game to play.
Probably, I reckon Jagger, probably.
That's third child's always the angriest.
Third child, yeah.
Always the angriest, the third child.
The angriest. Anyway, he's relatively creative and clever, Jagger. So I reckon if someone was going to do it and get away with it, it would be him.
Okay. And which part of your body would be best to eat?
Oh, the breast, of course.
Oh God. I wish you hadn't asked.
It's my favourite part of the chicken, too.
Have a good one, Amos. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Keep helping us with the traffic if you see any. Thanks, Brian, from Middle Park. A truck is blowing a tyre on the Logan Motorway. That's heading eastbound near the BP service station. Rubber all across the road. Please take care.
Thank you, Brian. Also, Luke has texted through on the burner phone. He said, is Wally at the old Meyer Centre in Brisbane? Remember Tops?
Tops, up the top
and they
there.
Had the pirate ship
there was
and
a
the
monorail. And that was the first hint. No.
It's not there either. But do we have another clue, Dave? We are playing Brisbane's biggest game of Where's Wally? Wally.
To win two Origin tickets.
To win two Origin tickets, all you got to do is find Wally. Not Wally with the red and white stripe beanie. The one with the maroon
Wally
and
the
white.
King.
King Wally.
Clue number two is park. So if you think monorail, you know where that is, monorail and park, go look for the Rock Patrol. If you find them, run up. They could have a couple of tickets for you.
Nice.
Marto, yes. Ran into a bit of a problem yesterday. It was actually where I forget that my car has a cage on the top of it. You know, one of those baskets that you put on top of your Land Cruiser to throw all the camp chairs and tents and all sorts of stuff in.
Are you going to tell us one of these stories? I love this. Well, if you tell me you went into a shopping centre and wiped it out, I'm going to be so happy.
No, it wasn't a shopping centre. Oh. It was my garage roller door.
Oh, this is better.
Oh, it was awful.
You only ruined your own self.
Oh, I was so cranky. I was in a hurry to get the kids in the car.
How did it happen? Like, don't you go in and out of there all the time?
I go in and out of there all the time. And I got in the car. I started it. I pushed the garage buzzer like I always do. It goes up and then it beeps and lets me know that it's up. And then I reverse out.
I'm ready.
And away we go.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I just assumed that it was up. I thought I heard a beep. I thought that it was up and I reversed out.
You had kids in the car?
No, all the kids had run up to the top of the driveway to meet me up there. They're like, we'll meet you at the top of the driveway. So I'm like, okay, off you go. So I was by myself. But I could see that they'd been driving around on the scooters and I thought, oh, maybe one of them had left a scooter because this big crunching noise.
What happened? Garage door not high enough, not cleared.
It obviously hadn't gone all the way up for whatever reason. And no, it was not a scooter that I'd run over. It was, in fact, the garage door that I'd nearly ripped off its bloody hinges. Well, I did, actually. I ripped it off two of its hinges.
Oh,
and so I pulled back forward. I've pressed the buzzer again. It couldn't go anywhere. It was crunched in half. I'd bent the bottom panel of the garage door so it couldn't open or close.
Oh.
I'd ripped one of the pins, the roller pins that goes up the track. I've pulled it out of its socket.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's well and truly stuffed. And I'm like, I'm in a hurry. I don't have time for this. I just need to get out. I couldn't get out. So I said, Wiley, get me the stool. So he's got me the stool.
What'd you do?
I've climbed up. I've tried to press the button and push it up and help it. And it was just in all sorts. Anyway, I eventually got it up. Then I had to reverse out. Then I had to try and get the bloody thing down because I've got to shut the garage to leave. So then I'm pulling on it as I'm pressing the buzzer up and down, up and down. But because it was crunched, it wouldn't get past the helmet.
In the roof. Okay.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus. So I'm
this
trying
is a
to bend
garage
it
door disaster.
All by myself. I've got four kids sitting in the car going, hurry up. And we're trying to get to footy yesterday morning. We're already running late. And I'm like, oh, Jesus. Lord have mercy on me. I finally got it down about three quarters of the way down. There was a little bit at the bottom where I couldn't get it down. So I just let it go. But I had to make that dreaded
phone
call.
What a nightmare. This happens to a lot of people. They're always running into garage doors.
I know. It's crazy. 1-3-3-5-3 When did you have a run-in with your garage door? Because I remember as a child, my brother put the car into drive when we were sitting in the car waiting for mum to do something.
Of course he
and
did.
Leaned over, pushed it into drive straight in the garage door.
And then it's bent. And then the thing is it won't stay in
had
the run-in.
Had to replace it.
Can I tell you a strange thing? I've just Googled garage door disasters. It's actually Garage Door Safety Month.
It is not.
It is. Look at that. The International Door Association. June is Garage Door Safety Month. This is significant.
Well, it wasn't until I rang Corey and made that dreaded phone call of, oh, hey, babe, I'm so sorry.
No.
I ran into the garage door. He goes, again? And I'm like, what do you mean again? He said, remember when you did it last time? Same thing. You had the cage on. You forgot it was there.
Oh.
You reversed out with a whole bunch of stuff in the top. When did you have a run in with your garage door? When did it get? Yeah. Tony from the Gold Coast, good morning.
Good morning. How are we, team?
Yeah, good. Sorry, did your garage door get you?
Not actually mine, but my mother-in-law. This is way back in the day, way before we have buttons to push the garage door up. You used to have to use your hand.
Right? Oh, there was a spring.
What?
Remember?
Yeah, there was a foreign thing.
Mm.
Now, this is an old roller door.
Oh, it's a roller door, not a tilter door.
No, roller door.
Righto.
And my Italian mother-in-law, full height, stood about 4'8", I suppose. Now, I'm not tall. I'm about 5'10". And the number of times she would open the roller door and push it up to her full extension arm height, and I would see her walk in and out of there, and I would walk in talking to her or whatever and duck, but not enough.
Oh, no, get it in your head.
Forward.
Get me in the head. She would clear it easily. And you'd think, you know, once, yeah, okay, fair enough. I must have done it, like, over the years, dozens of times.
That's stupidity, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
You generally do it once.
Once, maybe twice.
Pull me once, shame on me.
Does she used to laugh at you, Tony?
Oh, yeah. She was horrible.
A terrible mother-in-law.
Marta, weren't you just saying earlier when we were talking about it that your new place, that you can't fit in the garage, you're too tall?
I started moving. I was carrying boxes and I reckon I hit my... Yeah, I just called Tony an idiot. I reckon I hit my head 8 times yesterday on the same door because it's just below... It must be just 6 foot and I just kept on going, oh, crikey.
I can't believe it's garage roller door. What is it? Safety months. That's incredible.
Significant.
The irony. Nicola, from 8 Mile Plains. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good. Did your garage door get you too?
No, I actually work for a company and I hear these stories all the time.
What stories do you hear, Nicole?
Oh, the garage door just automatically come down to my car. It wasn't me.
Now, have you had much bonnet? Do people get hit on the bonnet and the roof of their car quite often by the door coming down rather than them hitting the door?
Daily basis I get these phone calls and the stories I get are hilarious.
Okay.
Is it always overly distracted mothers? Because, I mean, I've got a lot to consider when I'm coming in and out of my driveway. I mean, I've got 4 kids. I've got 2 dogs. I'm trying to turn the music down. Like, there's always stuff just happening and maybe you get a little
Nicola,
bit distracted.
Is this familiar?
Oh, yes. Guess what, Margo? I work for a company and I've done it to myself.
Oh, well, tell us what you did, Nicola.
distracted with the children, thought my car was far in enough, put the garage door down and scratched right down the back of my car.
Okay. Well, what's Margot looking at here? Her jam's damaged. I think the tracks are maybe
damaged.
The helmet
on
damaged.
The roof. I've damaged the door jam. I've damaged the track.
The
I've damaged the whole
kinked.
Bottom panel of the roller door.
Nicola, 3 or 4 grand?
It depends on the age of the door. If it's a newer door, you're looking around $400 to $500 for a bottom pan.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. It's not too. It depends on the age of the door and the style of the door, Margo. If it's an expensive one, you could be up for a new door.
It's only a couple of years old, but I might have to dip into the jet ski fund to pay for it. I'm not sure
Corey's
going to call that one.
What jet ski fund?
I'm still trying to save.
It's on zero.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30. Corey's going round the house. Stock is Margo's busy parking orders. Time for At Home with the Parkers.
Marto, we talked about it earlier in the show. Miracles really do happen. You were talking about machines that heal themselves.
Exactly. Are you hoping your garage door will hit after you smash it?
I was hoping it would heal itself before Corey got home last night.
Like a transformer.
No, but I want to talk about humans that heal themselves because there was a miracle yesterday, Marto. One Wiley Parker, our 10-year-old son, hit the field for Carina Rugby League.
Hold on.
After fracturing his thumb only but a week ago. It's seems that for some reason, somehow, the pure determination and mental toughness of this kid, he's put aside the pain, he's put aside the fact that, you know, he's fractured his thumb, he's got dad to strap it up like you would never believe, and he's hit the field, he's gone out and he's had an absolute blinder.
Still played well.
Yes.
This is incredible.
He scored like 100 tries. I said to him, mate, no, it's too risky. It's not worth it. You've only got one more game.
Typical
then you've got
mama.
Holidays. Then you can come back after the holidays. No. You know, if you bugger your finger now, you might have problems with it forever.
Might have to be amputated.
Oh,
nothing
don't
worse
listen
than a bloke
to me.
Without a thumb. You're never
says
able
to
hitchhike.
Look, I can move it. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Can I play? And your dad says, righto.
Did he needle
I'm
it
like,
up?
Why am I even here? No. Who am I? Nobody ever listens to me.
Did Corey try to needle it up or anything?
Like a cortisone shot?
Yes.
No.
You're not a doctor.
No.
But he did. He just kept on strapping it up. He's in one of those wrist guards 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago playing rugby.
Oh, was it 2 weeks?
Rugby union or last weekend, whatever
was it,
it was.
It was only a week
last
ago when
weekend,
he broke it.
He played rugby union, broke it, ended up at the hospital.
That might have been 2 weeks.
So this is where I lose because he goes to Logan Hospital. Logan Hospital do an x-ray. They say it's fractured, wrist guard.
How many weeks did
thumb
they say?
Guard. 6 weeks.
That's
Corey
right.
says 6 weeks. Come on, mate. It's a bit rich. And he says, Corey, you need to take this very seriously. He could damage his hand. Your hand, your thumb is 50% of your hand. Your thumb equals those 4 fingers. So that does the same amount of work as those 4 fingers
that's
do. So if you don't have your thumb, you're stuffed, essentially.
That's right. Can't hitchhike.
Can't hitchhike.
You know,
can't flick your boogers.
No, you can't do anything. You're bugged.
So you need to take this really seriously. And Corey's like 2 weeks.
Can't
so
hold
I
your beard.
Then
hold
went
on.
Middle
Think
ground.
Look at that.
Middle ground, I said 4 weeks. That's it. Yeah. Can't do it. That's gold.
Can't hold your beer because that thumb is essential in locking it into the can.
The thumb is essential.
Not the Wally drinks beer, but maybe a can of lemonade or something perhaps. But anyway, so I sort of had ruled him in at 4 weeks. I said, let's go halfway between Corey and the doctor.
That's a compromise. Let's go 4 weeks.
That's a good compromise for me as a mother, right? Mm. However, he hits the field on the weekend and he blows him out of the water and he has a blinder and he's miraculously healed. Now he doesn't need the hand guard. He needs nothing. He needs no taping. He's good to go.
My God. What's going on in your head?
Little bugger. Corey was always really good at recovering. The doc would say 6 weeks, he'd be back on the field in two.
Extraordinary.
Mm. It's in the genes, I think. I think I might have been fooled, perhaps.
What by?
Well, the doctor said 6 weeks, and then the x-ray place wrote a report and said no break, no fracture, no nothing. So one doctor says one thing at the hospital, and at the emergency center where he got the initial x-ray, report came back and said no fracture. And see, Wiley said, see, Mum, I'm good to go.
Stop talking about Corey causing this. Don't discount yourself and those crystals you've got placed around the house.
All the good energy. It's all the deterrent.
Corey going stalkers, Michael barking orders. That was at home with the puckers.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30. The Big Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Here all thanks to Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
Let's talk about Ream, and I just don't mean just the hot water side of it, but they're helping them with their advertising and marketing. They've had the same song forever, you know.
Install the Ream.
Install the Ream. Install the Ream.
We've come up with some new options. We had.
What do you got for me today?
Ream Dreamer.
Ream.
Ream Dreamer. This is another one.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
Build up.
Oh, sweet dream.
Here we go. Four.
Oh, I see what you're going to do.
Two. One. Take it away, Margo.
Sweet dreams are made of these.
Oh, my God.
Who am I to disagree? Ream travels the world and the seven seas.
That'll do me.
I don't think that's...
I need four of them.
We need to take a ream overseas. To Morden. Maybe we could take one to Morton Island, Mark.
There's already one there.
You've got one.
If you're getting the winter chills for the very best in hot water, install a ream. It's the Big Breakfast. Marto and Margo, Triple M, Rocks, Brisbane. Yeah, sorry, everyone.
Gear up for adventures with Anaconda.
Thanks to Anaconda, we're going for a wander over to Morton Island.
Oh, I'm so excited, Marto. The countdown is on. Three more sleeps. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. We're going over Thursday. We're taking you guys with us. David from Carbrook, Beck from Park Ridge, Carl from North Lakes, and Sarah from Upper Caboolture are already coming with us. I hope they've started packing.
We need to put another one in because we need to give everyone time to get sorted. The final winner, and he and his family are coming with us, Paul from Bethania. Come on over, Red Rover. Thursday afternoon, we're going on the MyCat, covering all your costs, etc. And then if you want to stay for a holiday after that, Paul, go right ahead.
I know I am, Marto. I'm going to be there for a whole week. I cannot wait. It's so exciting.
Now, listen, entries are closed. That is the end. Everyone can get themselves sorted. That's why we had to do it by today. Tomorrow, little special treat.
Ooh,
we're getting producer Jack to put together the worst entries.
Oh.
If anyone goes, well, why didn't I win? Well, I'll bloody tell you tomorrow because you had a crap
story. Email. Not even we could bring it to life and do it justice.
Like, fair dinkum.
But we appreciate you all. Thank you.
I went camping. It rained. We had to come home. You're not coming with
it's
us.
It's all perspective based. I mean, that was their unfortunate incidents. Okay. There's just other people that had worse experiences. That's all.
The Big Breakfast overseas adventure to Morton Island on the station that never camps downwind. 104.5 Triple M. You can gear up for adventures with Anaconda, Marto and Margo. You'll be gearing up over the next couple of days because the show is live from Morton on Friday.
Big cannot preparation.
Wait.
Winding down more than anything.
Load it up.
See you tomorrow.
Time for the guys to hit the showers. Does your hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.